As I was saying before, it's an awesome thing to watch God work. It's an awesome thing to see God answer prayer that you've been uttering for months. And then when he answers the prayer, I hope that you give him credit. I want to talk to you this morning. The title of the message is "The Next Time You Get to the River, Cross It." The next time you get to the river, cross it. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 13, I will apologize to the kids that attend Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. They've already heard part of this, but I'm sure they'll give me a little bit of leeway and allow me to preach it again. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 13, if you'll stand with me, starting in verse 26. The Bible says in verse 26, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel under the wilderness of Paran unto Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And